Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness and grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we're asking, God, that you would just give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tonight is a prophetic conference. Tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday. And Sister Leah is going to be singing worship and all three nights. So tonight at 6 o'clock at Arise Church, praise God. And she'll be there also Monday and Tuesday night. And it's with Evangelist Donald Perkins. And this gentleman here is Jeff Kinley. And it's a prophetic end time. Man, don't miss it. Sister Yolanda and I, we're committed to be there three nights. So we'll be there. Praise God. Praise God. Now, those of you know that Yolanda and I, this is our last Sunday here for 3 weeks. We're going on a little short sabbatical. So next week, we're going to have Bishop Trout here. Amen. He will be here next Sunday and the following Sunday. He will be here September 26th and October 3rd. Praise God. And you know, he brings a punch. Amen. He brings a right, a left, and an uppercut. So praise God. Praise God. We're so blessed to have him. And then the third week, and we'll be returning on October 17th, I believe. Yes. And pray for us. We're going to Tennessee, and we're going to a prophetic conference with Perry Stone. Are you familiar with Perry Stone?
Yes. Awesome.
4,000 people gather in his facility. It's going to be, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be power packed there. And then our third week will be Brother Josh is going to bring the word. Amen. Yes. Praise God. He's going to bring it. And if you never heard him, he's awesome. We are so mighty thankful. Praise God. Now, if you have your phones or cell phones, your fax machines, your all these things, please put them on the off position. Amen. Amen. So we prayed for the message. So I've entitled this morning's message, Be Strong and in the Power of His Might. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We need to be strong in the power of His might, not our might. Our might will fail us. I can't even run around Sweetwater's track no more. My might will just go right out the window. Can I get amen? But guess what? If you have God's might, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? And so we're going to be in the Old Testament this morning, and we're going to see some insight. We're going to see how God honored those who would take heed to his word. And this is the key for you and I, as we look into the law of liberty, the word of God, is that we would look closely and hear what God is saying to us today. Did you know that God speaks to us today? Amen. Yes, he does. He speaks to each and every one of us. And this is the key, having ears to hear and eyes to see what he is saying. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Joshua chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 5 through 9. So are we ready? Let's go. In verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. Turn to your neighbor and say, be strong and courageous. And turn to the other side and say, be strong and courageous. How many believe that we need to be strong and courageous in the time that we live in? Oh, yes, we do. Can I get amen? That's right. Old Slewfoot is on the loose. I'm talking about Satan. He's on the loose. He wants to cause havoc. Can I get amen? Listen, if he can divide up your family, he has the church. Oh, yes. Yes. So we got to look and take heed what God is saying this morning. So he says, right here, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, meaning the word of God. That's what the law means, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. How many of you want to prosper in your life with God? All right. Okay. Start learning to honor God. This book of the law, meaning the Bible, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have what? Good success. Did it say that you'll have bad success? No, good success, even through your challenges, even through trials and tribulations of life. Now look at verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be what? Afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. How many believe God is always with you?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He woke us up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Praise God, praise God. So, look at this for a moment. The most important activity in a believer's life is personal, private meditation on God and his word. So what am I saying? God is expecting us to meditate on his word. He's not telling us to go up into a tower like a monk. No. Listen, your devotional time, reading the word, asking God, God, speak to me that I may hear you clearly. Can I get amen? And so saints, and sometimes meditation involves thinking deeply about a single verse and seeking to understand what God says he will do and how he desires for us to respond to what he's asking us to do. In light of who he is and what he has promised. You know God has promised us many things. Oh yes. And we just read in Joshua 1 and 9. It's just a verse, but it tells us to be what? Strong, courageous, and obedient. Let's go back to that verse. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of what? Good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is what? With you. Praise God. Praise God. And so, saints, when the people of Israel arrived at the borderland, remember when the Egyptians had them in captivity, had the Israelites in captivity for 400 years. So they were slaves to Pharaoh. Many of them died in the mud pits. They were taskmasters. And Jesus says in our generation that our former taskmaster was Satan himself. Pharaoh was a type of Satan back then to the Israelites. Why? Because they were beaten. They didn't have one day of rest. They were starved to death. And if one died, they would replace them with another slave. It was an ongoing, repetitious type of slavery for over 400 years. And so when they came to the borderland, God had promised them, he spoke to Joshua to encourage him and for all the people. Now, when Moses disobeyed God, all the people that was with Moses never got into the promised land. God had to wait for that generation to die out. Then the children were allowed in. So 40 years earlier, the previous generation of the Israelites had stood opposite the land but refused to enter in because they were afraid. So remember, God, the 10 spies went out. And only two came back with a good report, and that was Joshua and Caleb. And many of them saw giants, and they saw that the armies were vast, the Amalekites. And they were afraid, and they brought back a bad report, and they murmured and complained. Let me just say this. We're going to be faced with challenges in our life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And we are not to be afraid.
No.
We are to move in faith. Can I get an amen? There should be no obstacles that God cannot handle for you. Can I get amen? But we need to go behind God and let God fight our battles. Can I get amen? And so as a result of their disobedience to God's command, they forfeited the promised land and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until they all died. Now, I want us to look at this story in the book of Numbers. Numbers is going to tell us a whole lot on... You know what God called them? He called them stiff-necked. And guess what he said? He said, I repented that I even made them. What? My gosh. But let me just say this. Moses was a type of Jesus in the Old Testament. Why? Because who is our mediator today? Jesus is. There's only one mediator between man and God, and that is Christ Jesus. Amen? So Jesus prayed for us that we would not perish. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh, that's right. He was praying for you and I. We are here because of his grace, because we were in his thought life. Did you know that before the foundation of the world, he already knew your name? He already knew us. Hallelujah. Before we were spoken to existence, before we were formed in our mother's womb, God already knew us. Praise God. Thank you, God. Man, that should bring great comfort. But we're going to see in the book of Numbers what took place, what transpired, and how God had to allow the first generation who walked in unbelief, they had to die in the wilderness. Let's go there. Are we ready to go there? Let's go there. Numbers 14, 1 through 31. So all the generation, or check that. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Why did they, why were they crying? Because of the report that came back. Oh, there's giants, I'm afraid. No, they have a bigger army than us. God just delivered them. God parted the Red Sea. God fed man. He poured down manna, and they ate fresh bread. Hallelujah. And they gave up because they saw that there was giants. What's the giant in your life right now that you're about ready to give up? That you're ready to throw in the towel? What are you going through right now that's a giant that you believe God can't handle this? I'm telling you, he can handle all things. So let's look at this. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt. They wanted to go back to Egypt to be slaves again because they felt like, oh, we had it better over there. No, they didn't. They were set free. Listen, Jesus set you and I free from the bondage of sin. Can I get an amen? So this was a type of sin that they were bound to. Look at this. It says, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the in this wilderness. They had no faith. They had no hope. Look at verse 3 right here. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Wow. You know, that's like saying, man, I don't want this Christian life no more. I'm going back to the Black Angus and shake my groove thing. It's no different. Oh, man, I remember when I used to just light it up. Oh, yeah, I was drinking with the best of them. This is what they wanted. They wanted to go back to that life. They said, oh, I'd rather get... I don't want to walk in obedience. I don't want to trust God no more. Wow. Look at verse 4. So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. In other words, they didn't believe Moses was their leader no more. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, they tore their clothes. Why did they tear their clothes? You know why? Because they knew by the power of God that they were able to conquer those enemies. But the other ones that came back with the bad report, listen, don't ever give someone a bad report. Learn to build up their lives. Can I get amen? Learn to encourage. Never to tear down. Can I get amen? No one wants to be tore down. Listen, the devil beats us up enough. Our flesh beats us up enough. Can I get amen? We need to be encouraged. Why? Because we need to know that God is with us. That God is with us. And so Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of Israel. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, they tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. God said it was the land of milk and honey. But all they saw was giants and a vast army. And yet God delivered each and every one of them through trial after trial, miracle after miracle. And sometimes we are no different from them. Sometimes our trial will be so extreme, guess what? We die in faith. We die in faith. No differently. Having the Holy Ghost, we still die in faith. How does that work? Look at this in verse 8. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us. A land which flows with what? Milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. They're pleading with the congregation now. Nor fear the people of the land, for they are what? Bread. Their protection has departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. And all the congregation said to the stone, stone them with stones. Look at this. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the meeting before the children of Israel. Okay, so God got his attention. You got his attention. When a whole bunch of people start rebelling against God that are children of God, you're going to get his attention. Can I get amen? He's going to look and say, where's your faith? Remember what I brought you through. How many of you have been through many trials and tribulations in your life? Do you think he cannot deliver you in the one that you're in now? Oh, yes. God can do all things. Can I get amen? Look at the next verse, verse 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? Listen, when God says, man, I'm about fat up, man, don't get in that place with God. Can I get amen? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them. And I will make you of a nation greater and mightier than they. What? This is how mad God got with them. Because they just forgot about him after God had blessed them. Look at this in verse 13. And Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear, for by your might you brought these people up among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, that your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in the pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. This is Moses. He was interceding on these stiff-necked people. In other words, he was saying, God, if you destroy these people, what do you think the Egyptians are going to think? They're going to say, your God is not with you. It was all for naught. Let's go after them and make them our slaves again. Listen, this is how Jesus was interceding for us. Can I get an amen? No differently. God was interceding for us that one day in our life that we would come into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have to look at the parallel here. We have to look that Moses was a intercessory. He was the mediator back then. Now, let's look at verse 15. Now, look, here's Moses. I love Moses because he's fighting for these folks. Listen, let me just say this. As your pastor, I will stand in your corner and I will fight with you. Can I get an amen? You want someone like me in your corner because I'm a pit bull. That's right. I will fight for you. I will cry with you. I will encourage you. I will say things up here sometimes that crosses the grain with you. But sometimes we need correction. Can I get amen? The Bible says in Timothy, exhort, rebuke, edify, build up. But that should come, hallelujah, from those who have authority over the pulpit. Can I get amen? Amen. And so look at this. Now, if you kill these people, I love what he says here. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring the people into the land, he swore to them. What? Are you catching this? Therefore, he killed them in the wilderness, meaning, oh man, you're not a God of mercy and grace. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, look at this, verse 18, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity, transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Are you catching this? Look at this. So it's almost like Moses is right in the court pleading his case. He's a defense lawyer. He's defending the people that God used him to bring them out of bondage. Now look at this in verse 19. Pardon. Moses is saying, pardon the iniquity of this people. I pray according to the greatness of your mercy. Just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. You know, it's not that God needed to be reminded. Uh-uh. God was honoring the man he had called to glorify him, to magnify him. This is how we need to entreat our trials and tribulations, is look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Can I get an amen? Amen. Listen, God didn't promise us a rose garden. I hope you know that. When we got say, oh, everything's going to be hunky-dory. Oh, we're going to tiptoe through the tulips until something falls off the hubcaps. When everything starts falling apart in your life, how do you still look at God? Like these people did? Or do we say, oh God, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Can I get amen? Amen. This is what we have to have a paradigm change. A paradigm change is we can't look at ourselves. We can't look at our flesh. Our flesh wants to always say, woe is me. Oh, but you don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But God knows. Turn to God. Can I get amen? Now, look at this in verse 22. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put to me the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice. Verse 23, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me to see it. So here was God's mercy. He did not destroy them in his wrath. He did not allow them to go into the promised land. Wow. And let me just say this. God is sovereign. Do you know what that means? Whatever God chooses to do, we who are created beings, who he has created, who are we to say, that's not fair, God. That's not right, God. No, God, I'm not going to believe that. Who are we? We are what? The clay, and he is the potter. Hallelujah. And a lot of times he takes our clay, our life, and he puts it on, and now he starts what? Forming and shaping us. And a lot of times he's getting excess waste from us, and it stings when we have to let it go. But we got to say, yes, Lord. Can I get amen? Now, look at this. It says right here, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to the fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it. But my servant, say this with me, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different what? Spirit in him, has followed me fully. I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit. Ooh, nice. You know what God is saying? Have his Holy Spirit living in us. Have the Holy Spirit living in us. Can I get amen? Amen? Have the Holy Spirit living in us. Why? Because Caleb had a different spirit than all of them. I believe the Spirit of God was upon him. Can I get amen? Amen. Why? Because when you have the Spirit of God upon you, guess what? Praise God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Look at verse 25. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow, turn and move out into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who murmur against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel murmur against me. Man, they just kept on murmuring and complaining. Look at verse 28. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in the wilderness, and all of you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land in which I swore I would make you dwell in. And guess who else didn't get to see the land of milk and honey? Moses. Moses. He struck the rock in anger instead of seeking God. And so, now their sons were given the same command, and they needed strength and courage to conquer Canaan and receive all that God had promised them. Meaning, after that generation died out, their children were allowed to go in. Praise God. I want you to catch this in the spirit. I need you right now to hear what I'm going to say right now through the eyes of faith. Our parents, our grandparents, their parents, and their grandparents, for me, I can't speak for you, but they never knew the Word of God. And so they passed down unbelief to the next generation, to the third, to the fourth generation. It was this generation that God broke the curse. Hallelujah. God broke the curse. And so now God has enabled us to go back to our mom and dad, to go back to our grandparents. Hallelujah. And to bring the gospel. Hallelujah. That is the grace of God. That's God's mercy. He allowed our generation, hallelujah, to take it back to them. And we are to be like Joshua and Caleb now. Can I get an amen? Have no fear. When we speak to our family members, when we speak to our neighbors, when we speak to our coworkers, we are to be like Joshua and Caleb. They had no fear. Can I get an amen? Forget about how they look at you. What? No, forget about it. Have no fear. Can I get an amen? Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us. And so they had to understand the Lord's promises. Look at this. They had to understand as Joshua and Caleb were now going to lead that new generation into the promised land. Hallelujah. Jesus has led us into the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And this is why we can glean at God's word. We can dive into the word of God, and we can find strength. We can find wisdom. Hallelujah. We can find miracles. Hallelujah. We can find those who were baptized in Jesus' name, got filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as God gave them utterance. Can I get amen? Amen. Man, we can find all things because God promises all that to us. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let's go back here. Look at this. Joshua 1, 2, and 3. Look at this. Arise across this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them, the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Listen, God is saying in the generation that we live in, take back what the devil has taken from us. Can I get amen? Take it back. Hallelujah. Bind the enemy. Saying, I'm praying for my son and daughter that are wayward right now. I'm praying for my spouse. I'm praying for my coworker. I'm praying for all these things that God is going to give me victory over. Can I get amen? Joshua and Caleb, they went in knowing that God was with them. Hallelujah. You got to understand that God will not fail us. And so, saints of God, to further encourage him, Joshua, God assured that no one would be able to stand against him. Then he gave him his promise. Look at this. Look at this. Look what he says. He says right here in Joshua 1:5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. What did Jesus tell us today? I will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with us. Can I get an amen? He's in the battle with you right now. Oh, that's right. Some of you right now are maybe in a financial rut. I'm here to let you know that God will open up the windows of heaven and pour upon you a blessing that you cannot contain. Can I get an amen? God will restore your health if you give it to him. Then he'll give you wisdom how to take care of your temple. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes, God is for us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So now we have to look at this. God's command. What's God's command? Based on these promises, the Lord then commanded Joshua what? He commanded him this. Be strong and of good courage. So God is commanding us to what? To be of good courage and to be strong. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance to the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So this is where you and I, saints of God, we have to believe that God has given us so much. How many believe that God has given you so much? We have blessings overflowing that we can't even comprehend. Hallelujah. That's right. The way God promised then, he has promised us today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, saints, Joshua's success was assured if he would faithfully meditate on the law of Moses, what he wrote down, letting it dominate his thoughts and his words, and carefully obeying all that was written in it without turning to the right or to the left. So there was a certain things that they had to do. Can I get amen? Instead of responding with fear and trembling as the previous generation had, Joshua was told to be strong, courageous, because the Lord would be with him wherever he went. Praise God. And the method, saints of God, for conquering the land of Canaan was not in battle strategies. God didn't say, okay, I need you guys to mount up over here, and I need you to mount up over there. Then we're going to do a sneak attack we're going to flank them. No. The battle was meditating on God's word and trusting in the Lord that God was going to fight their battle. So let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at this. What's the definition of meditation? Once again, it's not finding a tower somewhere way out there in Hamul and being a monk. You don't mean that. Look at this. Meditation includes reading scripture, believing what it says, absorbing it into our hearts, and obeying what God says. That's meditation. Believing God. Believe in what his word says. Can I get an amen in the house? Amen. The goal is to learn to relate to the Lord personally in our walk with him by listening and applying whatever he says and making it a part of our lives. God's word has to be a part of our lives. It requires focusing on the Lord, shutting everything else out, listening to him more than talking. And a lot of us love to just, yeah. And God is saying, hey, psst, I'm speaking to you. Can I get amen? That's right. We can also meditate on sermons we hear by writing down major points, thinking about what was taught and applying the truths to our lives. Like this morning, apply the truths to your life. Can I get amen? Now, look at this. We saw the command. Let's look at now. Oh, wait, I missed one. Oh, yeah, I did. We saw meditation. What's the definition of courage? What's the definition of courage? Okay. It's not going on top of a building and test God. Watch me fly. That's insanity. Can I get an amen? oh yeah, you know what? Nothing that I eat or drink will not harm me, according to, I believe it's in Mark 16. Don't test God like that. Can I get an amen? Don't test God. Look at this. Courage is the quality of mind and spirit enabling one to meet danger, opposition, or the challenges of life with fearlessness, calmness, firmness by trusting and obeying God. That's courage. That's courage. Because danger will come. How many of you have already experienced trouble as a Christian? If not, trouble will find you. They'll come knocking at your door. Knowing that the Lord is the sovereign ruler over everything, that there is nothing we will ever face that he cannot handle. And that he understands and cares for us and gives us a strong basis of trusting and obeying him. How many can honestly say you're learning to trust and obey God? When I say you're learning, because if we say, oh yeah, I trust and obey God, oh man, there are times where you miss the mark like me. We're learning to trust God. Can I get amen? And we're never going to arrive until he arrives for us. Thank you, God. Although he doesn't reveal all the details of what he's doing to do or how he will work in our lives, when our confidence is in God's nature and attributes, we can be strong and courageous even if his ways are not what we expected. Sometimes we can paint a picture, this is how God's going to do it. And we miss that. God wants to do something so radical in our lives that only he can get the glory. Can I get an amen? Listen, he doesn't want to share no glory with man. He doesn't want to, oh, I had my hand in this one. No, he wants to do it all by himself so that we would glorify him and magnify him. Look at this. So we're looking at the command. Be strong and courageous. We saw that. And so what's the basis? What is the basis of God's command? It's this. You have to understand this. I will be with you and I will not fail you or forsake you. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Huh? That's the basis of why he told them to go ahead and possess that land, because I will be with you and I will not fail you or forsake you. Praise God. Praise God. God's unfailing presence in the foundation for strength and courage is endless. He is the one who ultimately determines every circumstance in our lives. How many believe that? Or do you dictate your own circumstance? Our responsibility is to be rooted and grounded in his truth. Believe what God says and trust him. To stand strong, we need a clear understanding of who he is. Who he is, since this is the basis for our trusting in the Lord. Can I get an amen? And so let's look at this, saints of God. Let's look at this. Caution. God sent them a caution. So he sent them a command. He told them to be courageous. Can I get an amen? But also he told Joshua to be cautious. Why? Because the first generation never got in. Remember the first generation, they murmured and complained. They never got in. So the caution is this. Look at this. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So no matter how thick your trial is, no matter what's in front of you right now, can I get an amen? God is with you. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. I don't care how bleak it looks. You may have $1 left in your wallet. Oh, come on. And guess what? The widow gave that to God. And you know what? Out of all the people that were throwing in offerings on the Temple Mount, God made it known and he shouted out on the rooftop. Look at this one. She gave a widow's mite. It was worth a quarter of a penny. And you're probably wondering, why does Pastor Fee always wear this little emblem up here? It's a widow's mite. I got it in Israel. And you could get them at a jewelry store. And It's a widow's mite. You know why I wear this? Because I'm giving God all I have. I'm giving God all I have in the ministry. I'm sold out to him. And he has blessed us. He has blessed us. Can I get an amen? He owns everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Come on. There's nothing we can give to God. We can't even buy our salvation. It's all given by God's grace. And so this is just a reminder of the widow who gave her only widow mite. And God said she gave the most out of all you. Because there was wealthy ones dropping in from their leftovers. And she gave all that she had. I said, God, I want to give all that I have. And many of you are like the same way. You're giving all that you have. And God is blessing your lives, huh? Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. And so this new generation of Israelites were being warned not to respond as their parents had with doubt, unbelief, and fear, which led to failure. But instead, they needed to see through the eyes of courage and faith. In the same way, we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. Can I get an amen? So now, let's look at this. We're coming in for a close. Let's look at the issue. What was the issue? The issue was this. And God told them this. And it was an instruction by God Almighty to Joshua in Joshua 1 and 8. It says, this book of the law, meaning the Bible, shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have success. That was the issue. And so saints, whatever the circumstances of life brings to us, the solution is to meditate upon God's word. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed when you read God's word? He don't lie to you. Oh, come on. He's not a fibber. He won't lie. He'll tell his truth. And sometimes it cuts. Sometimes it, oh, I'm not going to read that. That's not for me. So then start tearing it out. Tear that portion. Tear that out. Next thing you know, your Bible is only this thick. You tore out everything else. Because it doesn't fit my agenda. Can I get an amen? Oh man, we have to take the good, the bad, and the ugly. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. That's right. We got to do what the Bible says to do. Why? Because when we fail to obey God, we saw what happened to the generation. Amen? There's consequences. There's consequences. That's why God told them this. Look, be careful to do according to all the law which Moses by my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed that God lays out simple instructions? They're very simple if you look at it. They're not hard. He's not telling you to go to Sweetwater's football field and run 10 laps and then give me 20 push-ups. No. He's just saying, you know what? Obey me. Love me. The Bible says, love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Guess what? Then all the law of God, 614, I believe, all hinge on those two. So if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself, that's what God is asking. See, here's the thing. Church, I call it churchanity. I'm talking about religious organizations. They give you the do's and don'ts. You can do this and you can do that. You don't do this. Don't. You got to look like this. You got to sound like this. You got to walk like this. You got to dress like that. Man, that's putting a yoke on people. They become burdensome. It's too extreme. Can I get amen? God is saying is where the spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? There is liberty. There is joy. I've been part. I've seen those things. And all they do is they crush. They crush someone's spirit. I went before the Lord 15 years ago when we had our home fellowships. Remember our home fellowships? Man, those were some awesome times, huh, brother? Man, Friday night, home fellowship. Your children were like, they used to fall asleep on the couch. They were so small. And almost every Friday, there was a soul giving their heart to Jesus. I was sharing with Brother Tony the other day. If you look at the baptism photos on our website, I think Brother Eric and you and Brother Felipe were at almost every one of those ones back then. Brother Eric loves to pray for souls. Awesome teacher of God. He has raised up his family in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And he has seen the fruit of his labor. God is looking for us to sow into people's lives. And don't put no stipulations on them. Let them grow in the grace of God. As I was sharing about the do's and don'ts, when I help people get into a condominium, you guys know I'm a realtor. There's a stack like this. They're called CC&Rs, covenants, conditions, and restrictions. And then when we come into the grace of God, then another yoke is put on you. I'm sorry, but we're free in Christ. Can I get amen? Listen, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, he'll teach you how to walk. He'll teach you how to talk. He'll teach you how to dress. The Holy Spirit will check you at the door. Can I get amen? Praise God. Listen, saints of God, we need to trust God in the times that we live in. How many believe that we are in a woke generation? I don't know, but that woke generation needs to go back to sleep. They do. Because the church is falling for the wokeness. And we got to be the light on top of the hill. Can I get amen? We got to let our light shine so bright. Hallelujah. They need to see Jesus in us. Can I get amen? They need to see Jesus. And once they see Jesus, guess what? They're going to inquire. How come you're not shattered and tattered? And why do you glow? And why do you smile? Why is there so much joy in your life? And there's none in mine. That's when the door opens. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Can I get an amen? And so I'm going to leave you with these questions, and then I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And if you need prayer, we're going to pray for you. Amen. How many of you need prayer in situations right now in your life? Let me see. Oh, you're all doing good, huh? Oh, we have nothing up here? Oh, my gosh. You see? ¿Qué pasó? Okay, so we're still up alive right here. Amen. So number one, do you trust God in challenging times? Huh? We learn, right? Not to be like that first generation. Can I get amen? Praise God. I don't want no part of that generation. They had no hope. Number two, according to today's passage, what is the evidence of genuine trust in a person's life? What is it? For you and I, it's the Lord Jesus Christ living inside us, burning with joy, burning with fire. I remember when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, it was an unquenchable fire. I must have called up 50 folks. Man, this is what happened to me. And one by one, what is that boy on now? They didn't have no clue when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. They had no clue. And it was almost like you wanted to take a teaspoon and give it to them so they can taste. Because the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. You want them to feel, man, this joy that was never there before. Listen, for those of you that know my testimony, man, I did all those things, you know, back in the day. And I was looking for that high. I was looking to stay high until I met the Most High. Well, once I came across the Most High, hallelujah, man, that was it. I was done. I was now in God's hand and said, God, mold me, shape me. I'm just clay in your hand now. I just want to do your will. Why? Because the slave master, Satan, had me toe up from the flow up. Oh, that's right. When that custodian at Horizon led me to Christ, 32 years ago, for those of you that don't know this, I had a sock full of crystal meth in my sock. No, not you. You did that? Oh, yeah. 4, 5, 6 bongs a day. And God set me free the moment I asked Jesus to come into my life. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And from that moment on, man, I praise God. It's only God's grace. I never went back, hallelujah, to that old generation. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It was but the grace of God that has kept me for 32 years. But if you would have told me 32 years ago that you're going to pastor over a church, I would have said, what are you smoking? But God is good. Can I get an amen? Is he worthy to be praised? Is he worthy to be praised? Look at number 3. How is it displayed in your emotions, your habits, and your willingness to obey whatever God asks of you? Or do you go, no. No, that's for you. You ever share the gospel with folks that don't know Jesus? And they'll say, that was good for you. I'm glad for you. You needed God. Yeah, I got you. I talked to the man upstairs. And then you ask, well, what's his name? I don't know, but he lives upstairs. Help us, Jesus, huh? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at number 4. How ready are you to obey the Lord when you don't know the details of how the situation will work out? You know what? A lot of us, we do what's called popcorn prayers. In other words, you know how you put a bag of popcorn and it's done in 20 seconds. That's how fast we want answers. And God is saying, slow your roll. Wait upon me. Let me work out the details. Let God work out every situation in your life. Why? Because I would rather have him fix my issue than me fix my issue. Can I get an amen? Because I will tear it all up. I will think it needs to go this way. And God said, I got this blessing waiting for you. Just wait on me. Wait on me. Wait on me. Wait on me. God has the answers to the issues of life. And lastly, how could meditation each morning on God's command be strong and courageous, influencing your attitude, thinking, and obedience to him throughout the day? I'll tell you, when Sister Yolanda is my witness, I wake up, she's already up, she's meditating, or she'll go do her 3.5-mile walk around Bonita Golf Course. I used to go with her, but then I don't know what happened. pray for me that I go back and walk with her again. Amen? But she's done her meditation, and you know what? When I get up, I said, God, fill me with your joy, because I'm thankful you have given me another day. A lot of folks didn't wake up this morning. He gives us one day at a time. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He gives us one day at a time. And so she's my witness. When I wake up, I got nothing but love for her. I'm always in a good mood because of God, because his spirit lives in me. Can I get amen? She's never seen me wake up in the 25 years. Hello? She never had to come, what's wrong, honey? You know why? Because I remember those days. They were ugly. So we have a choice to trust God and to say, God, live in me this day. And Lord, give me joy unspeakable. I want to be a teddy bear in your lap. Can I get amen? Amen. And there's many teddy bears in here. Because God loves all of us in here. I hope you know that. God loves all of us in here. And so we got no music, brother. What's up? Is there anything we can reboot? Oh, I see what you're saying. Josh is not here. Oh. Okay, special request. Can we have Sister Leah just do an a cappella up here? Hey! Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No, I'm not going to sing with her. Don't worry. Sister Leah is so blessed. Oh, by the way, saints of God, I think I shared with you. I'm going to share it with you again. When we get back on the 17th, we're going to celebrate 1 year anniversary here, and we're going to have a whole bunch of food in the fellowship hall. Okay? So we're going to have some trays of Lido lasagna. Guess what? We can have meat this time. It don't have to be kosher. So for those of you who used to attend with us at over there at the temple, we don't have to worry about the rabbi coming in. Oh, he used to eat all of our food. I remember when Sister Tammy, she made this beautiful pot of beans. He came in, oh, this is so good. He came back for a second and a third, and we didn't have the heart to tell him, there's pork in there. He would have tossed us all out of the church. I don't know. You know what? If you ask me, that brother was a closet Christian. He downloaded all my sermons. Because we have Google Analytics. Temple Beth Shalom. Downloading a message. That's him. He was sharing my stuff. But that's okay. But Sister Leah. Praise God. Whatever God puts in your heart. Whatever God puts in your heart. And you don't have to be here that long. Hey, let's all stand. Let's all stand. And I can't wait for the baptism. Ho! Thank you, God. Amy, that was such a wonderful call the other day. And she came all the way from Valley Center. Amen, to be with us. And I'm believing God's going to pour out his spirit upon you like no other. Amen. And we're gonna have some wonderful people there to pray with you and to witness what God is doing in your life. And wherever you go, be that beacon of hope for someone. Because whatever you share, it's going to be an impact in their lives. Amen. And if anyone has not yet been baptized, praise God, there's still time. Can I get amen? Praise God. Sister Leah, go ahead. And Those who need prayer, come on down and we'll pray for you, whatever the need is. And I'm going to turn off my mic, so we'll keep it confidential. And listen, before we continue, Facebook, YouTube, thank you for joining us. If you're watching right now, we want to sign off with you. But if you've never given your heart to Jesus, pray this prayer. I'm going to ask Amazing Grace family to pray this prayer with me for you, and that God would do something mighty in your life. So bow your heart and your head there, wherever you're at, your living room. You may be walking the dog, I don't know. But pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.